Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Mama Drones. This is Red Barn Radio.
Song. We love her. She's a fabulous, or she was a fabulous guitar player, fabulous banjo picker and songwriter. And this is a song that she did called Undone in Sorrow. And this is our version of it. It's usually a little bit more dreary and sad, but this is, we like to pick it up a little bit. A gentleman named Django Reinhardt, if anybody is familiar with him. But we picked it up off of a couple bluegrass musicians, Don Reno being one of them, and this is sort of their take on it and our version of their take on it. So this one's called Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
It was Andrew McFeeters on the banjo, everybody.
you play exceptionally well. I mean, you do it. I mean, you know, to do a duo like this, you have to really step out and play that lead. You guys do some really hot instrumental things, and you just do it. Do you guys practice a lot, or was there a period of time when you just practiced a ton?
Oh, yeah.
And then everything just gelled, and now it's just sort of gig to gig? Or?
Well, yeah, I think it's also something you've got to always be practicing. Personally, I know I've gone through bouts of, like, practicing a lot more than other times, but it's something that you have to learn quickly, is if you want to excel at your instrument and maintain a certain level, you have to practice all the time. And I know that sounds like duh, but you can notice, you know, when you haven't been practicing. And I could definitely stand to practice more.
So do you have like a regimen?
Oh goodness, I should, but I do Are not. You? Personally, I don't. Something that helps me learn a lot is to just learn new tunes all the time and kind of throw myself into uncomfortable positions, like go to a bluegrass jam and then take a break in a key that you wouldn't really feel necessarily comfortable with, and that's what's going to make you, be a lot better of a musician.
Yeah, it takes care of that fear factor when you sort of show yourself that you could pull it off, and if you don't, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. If someone messes up at a jam or something, the last thing I'm thinking is, oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, awesome, they're learning too, just like I am. So.
And that's a nice thing about this sort of musical idiom too, isn't it? In bluegrass and old time music, there's always sort of that spirit of, you know, we're all here to learn from each other and play me a song, teach me a new tune. Yeah. You gotta love that. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's wonderful. I heard multiple friends describe it like, you know, you play how you would communicate with people. That's how you're going to play with people. You can tell people's personalities by how they play.
Mm-hmm. Well, I left my old home to ramble this country. My dear mom and dad said, son, don't go wrong. Remember that God always watch over you. We will be waiting for you here at home. Son, don't go astray, was what they both told me. Remember that love God can be found, but now they're both gone. This letter just told me 4 years they've been dead. The fields have turned brown. Many long years, this road I did ramble. The thought of the day that I would return, but when I came home, I found no one waiting there. Price I must pay to live and to learn. Son, don't go astray, was what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. Now they're both gone. fields have turned brown. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
A lot of players are pretty content, especially lead players, are kind of content to let other people do the writing so that they can just sort of lay back and listen for the break and play the break. Not you. You have the writing bug. Where did you get the writing bug?
It's interesting how you phrase that, because you called me first and foremost a lead player, which is definitely came after the songwriting, which is awesome. I mean, that's very, that makes me feel really good. I think I've just always like been in love with the notion of writing your own song and getting your feelings out there. When I started, I was 12. I'm 23 now, and when I was playing guitar, I just wanted nothing more than to play that one Green Day song that would express how my feelings felt. Wow. And then once I got it down and played it or something, you know, I was like, well, I could write even my own songs and have it, like, just hit the nail on the head even more, you know, and I think that's a wonderful thing. It's just, that's will always be something awesome about the guitar, and writing songs is like, maybe you won't be able to necessarily express yourself through like words or something with people, and it might be like frustrating, but you can always like put in a song and sing it, and you'll sing it like every night, and other people can take their own notion of what it means, and it's just a beautiful thing. So that's definitely what drew me to songwriting. Well, you treat me bad, treat me mean, but you take me places that I've never been, though I should be on my way. If you're ever coming back my way, come on, honey, don't you make me wait for your love again. Treat me like you do, but just a look from you could have me running back again. Now I had me a good man, then you came through like an old freight train, barely in my way. And mama told me, don't you mess with guys, I'd rather have you go and play with fire. Don't you let them have their way. By your side when you've got no one at night, because a look from you could have me running back again.
Just joined us?
Tonight, we're with Mama Drones on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
The very first song you wrote.
Oh, my God.
The very first song you wrote. I'm not going to ask you to play it, although I would love for you to. The very first song you wrote, what was it about?
Oh, my gosh. Probably a boy that didn't like me or something.
Oh, no, you must know. Do you know what was your first song?
I think it was, what was it called? I don't remember what it was called, but I remember it. No, I don't.
I'm sorry. What was her first song?
No, he doesn't know. Okay, let me see if I remember. I remember that I likened my heart to like a crunchy leaf on the ground, and the guy was just stepping and crunching on the leaf.
Oh, awesome.
That's all I remember. So hopefully that's satisfying.
A great fall image. That is a song that should be played in a time like right now, in the fall.
I know, I wish I remember.
If you do, it wouldn't be fun if you just play a line of it.
If I did, I might not tell you still.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Did you feel that there was a time when you had a breakthrough with songwriting? Or has it been just a pretty good progress for you, pretty steady?
It's been pretty steady, and in the sense that I feel like I still am very new to songwriting. And, you know, I feel like it'll always be a journey of, you know, like how is my songwriting going to unfold and whatnot. And I'm sure it's similar for Andrew too. And that's the whole part of it. Like, that's the whole interesting part about it, is just seeing like where it goes and where your brain takes you and where your fingers take you and where your feelings take you through song, and yeah. Which is cool. And to be honest, I haven't written a lot of songs. I hope to keep at it and maybe even pick it up a little bit and try to really write a lot more. And
women songwriters that you really like? Women guitar players you really like?
Oh my gosh, I love them all. Like,
name a few that listeners should really check out if they haven't heard them before.
Well, I guess there's Caitlin Rose. She is a singer-songwriter out of Nashville, and she's like young. I think she's like sort of near our age. Loretta Lynn, of course, she's wonderful, and I just love everything about her. I really like old Bella Reed too. We did a song of hers, and there are a lot of like awesome ladies in bluegrass, like Hazel Dickens, mm-hmm. and Jean Ritchie, you know, people like that. Rose Maddox, just some killer women artists. And I personally love listening to women artists because, well, especially like songwriters, because, you know, it just is a statistic that there's a lot more men out there playing music. And the songs that I grew up singing and stuff were written by men. When there are ones written by women, it's like, it like hits the nail on the head, the feeling a little more, because, I don't know, the feeling that I was talking about before. I have a lot of friends that inspire me, like really, truly, like a lot of lady friends that inspire me. We had a fiddle player that joined us for a few months on tour. Her name is Amy Alvey, and she is from Orange County, California, and she's an incredible musician, incredible songwriter, and one of my very best friends since first grade. Her name's Maura Weaver. She's like a punk, but she's like a punk musician. It's just awesome seeing women kick butt.
Yeah, I agree.
Love 'em, leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto. So hot, so much, so froly, left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye. Used to be my motto, so high, till my soul froze me and left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye. Till Gabriel blows his bugle, I be loving that sick girl, and she means more to me than the whole wide world. Used to be my motto, so high, till my soul froze me, left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in mine. I used to say them pretty gals from Maine to Alabama, I love them very much at first, and then I let them down. Seen so many pretty eyes and stood with bitter tears. Love 'em and leave 'em, but now I have my fear. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. They used to be my motto so hot. Till my sophronia left me so lonely, and now there's a teardrop in my eye.
So, mandolin, resonator, banjo, you do clawhammer as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually started playing clawhammer banjo. So the first thing I started getting into as far as five string goes.
Yeah.
And then just started playing the three finger stuff, and just within the past couple years really started getting into it. And actually, you were talking about instruments. This was actually built by a fellow named Arthur Hatfield, who lives over in Glasgow, Kentucky. Arthur is the man. I just had to stop there not too long ago, and he worked for about 2.5 or 3 hours on two banjos for me, and he charged me every bit of $20. I tried to give him more. He wouldn't let me. That's just the type of person he is. He knows he's really good at what he does, and there's a lot of folks like that building instruments around here. But yeah, so I just figured I'd say that. It's Arthur Hatfield.
All right.
I can't play it as good as it should be played, but it sure does look pretty. I mean.
What's really nice about the music that you all play is it doesn't really focus us on sort of the technical aspects of your playing, because your songs are, they're really unified, and you all are clearly enjoying the music you're playing. And you know, it's interesting when that happens. Your attention is taken away from, well, is he playing that right, or is he playing that terrific? It's just the music is just real and true and rich, and you know, it's just great. That mandolin. So do you like an A over an F? Have you always felt like I really got to have an F mandolin?
I like them both. And I had an F before I had that one. And honestly, if anybody's ever done any mandolin shopping knows that just that little scroll on there will cost you an extra Toyota Camry. So,
right.
So in all honesty, I've started playing an A because I couldn't afford a quality F mandolin. Yeah. But I started to really like it, but I will say that there are aspects of each different style of that are more suited towards. I mean, I sit down and I play a big F style in a jam, and it just is so much louder. There's nothing you can do about it, but that's very rarely the case whenever we're playing. Most of the time when we play, you know, there's a microphone. So the A mandolin cuts through just fine. It's a little bit flutier, a little bit rounder sounding, I guess.
Was 9 pound hip, just a little too hip. Enough for my side, money for my side. Wrong booty, money rolls so slow. Heck, can I roll with a wheeze on good?
To thank our guests tonight, Maria and Andrew, for being with us on Red Barn Radio, coming down here from Cincinnati. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Of course, the members of our studio audience, thank you all for being here. We thank you all for just supporting what we do down here, and hope you'll come back. We promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky in this house, and we've been doing it for a long time. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker. It's been a pleasure being with you this evening, and I think that we might be able to get the Mama Drones to play one more tune for us before we head home. Should we do that? All right, give it up for the Mama Drones.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Maria and Andrew, Mama Drones, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Their initial consultation and analysis is always free. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.